Hi, this is Jody Paulson from Moscow, Idaho, with What They Don't Tell You. One thing they're not telling you is what's holding up the U.S. economy right now as Bush slashes taxes for millionaires and corporations, tosses billions of dollars towards flattening cities in Iraq, and does nothing to stop the wholesale outsourcing of U.S. manufacturing jobs. What's keeping us afloat? Open up your wallet and see if you can find a paper rectangle with a bunch of Masonic symbols on it. What's holding our economy up is the belief of the power of that green piece of paper. Before 1971, you could actually exchange this piece of paper for a set amount of gold. But these days, the value of this paper is propped up by nothing more than convention and the threat of military might. Today, international finance uses the U.S. dollar as the dominant reserve currency instead of gold, which is intrinsically worth more than kindling and or toilet paper. Yet our fiat money is still treated like the world's gold standard. In order to prevent an attack on its currency, a country's central bank must have dollar reserves corresponding to its currency in circulation. The dollar now accounts for 68% of global currency reserves, up from 51% a decade ago. However, at the same time, we sell only 12.3% of the world's goods, but we buy 18.9%. That's like spending 150% of your paycheck every week. Yet the rest of the world keeps producing things in exchange for a bunch of green paper printed in the USA. Why? The answer is that the world's most essential commodities, including oil, are denominated in dollars. Everyone accepts dollars because you need dollars to buy oil. This all came about in 1974 when Saudi oil cartels agreed to dollar hegemony in exchange for American arms. Think about this for a minute, won't you? It costs the Fed about 4 cents to print a $100 bill. Foreign countries have to buy this money in order to buy the oil they need. Essentially, we're getting our oil for free. That's been fine and dandy for decades, but now, look out. There's a new currency vying for hegemony, the euro. Today, European banks are seeking to have the euro accepted as the new world reserve currency. In November 2000, Saddam Hussein moved to sell Iraq's oil directly for euros. You can imagine the panic this caused at the Fed. All the oil that gets bought with its 4 cent pieces of paper would be lost. And worse, it set an unacceptable example for other OPEC members. Saddam had to be stopped. Enter the war on terrorism and weapons of mass destruction. Today, 14 permanent military bases are being built in Iraq, along with the world's biggest embassy in Baghdad. The U.S. needs a huge permanent presence in the region to protect its dollar hegemony. But Iran is seriously talking about ditching the dollar for the euro, and so are the Saudis. Judging from their past behavior, the current administration won't let these rumblings go unanswered. I'm Jody Paulson, and I just thought you should know.